very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Life Talk, a platform where we speak about issues affecting people in society. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, March the 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're continuing with our discussion on the Al Jazeera Gold Mafia documentary that delves into the issue of illegal gold smuggling in Zimbabwe. The second part of the explosive documentary aired yesterday, highlighting the brains behind the gold smuggling and their networks in South Africa and other countries. But before we delve deep into this story, let us look at what is happening in the world of politics and law in the United States. U.S. media sources are reporting that a New York grand jury voted yesterday to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump over hush money payments made to a porn star ahead of 2016 elections. VOA's Marisa Melton reports.
Late Thursday, that former President Trump is being charged by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, although the specific charges remain unclear. The indictment did not come for the attack on Congress by Trump's supporters on January 6, 2021, for which Trump remains under investigation, but for a payoff to former adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who says Trump asked her to keep quiet about a sexual encounter. Former federal prosecutor Nima Ramani said the world is seeing history unfold.
This is the first time a former president has been charged with a crime. So this is unprecedented.
Trump is running again for president in 2024. He called the move political persecution and election interference in a web post. Dallas, Texas resident Mark Funk agrees the indictment is a move by Trump's enemies.
They'll try to make him seem or try to make him appear as unpopular as possible. It seems like they've been after him since he won his first election.
A New York woman, however, welcomes the indictment.
It's news that the whole nation and the whole world was waiting for, what was going to happen with this case. I think if it's justice that needs to be served, it doesn't matter who you are. Justice needs to be served.
Political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy says the Democratic prosecutor's move could help Trump with his supporters as he seeks the Republican nomination for president. She spoke by Skype.
And they will be angry. And they will not accept the indictment. And it's still early, but if that anger continues into the primaries, they're going to come out. They're going to be the high turnout voters.
But she says the indictment will hurt Trump in the general election, costing him the votes of independent voters. And she says it leaves a blemish on the nation.
What it means to the country and what it means to the office of the presidency, neither is a winner.
The indictment will not stop Trump from running for president. And even a conviction, constitutional experts say, would not stop him from taking office if he won. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News.
And let's now switch over to Africa, where U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Lusaka, Zambia today for the final stop of her week-long trip across Africa. At her meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema, Harris reiterated her call for bilateral official creditors to provide a meaningful debt reduction for Zambia, stressing, however, that our presence here is not about China, she said. Hichilema said it would be completely wrong to view Zambia's interest in terms of rivalry between the United States and China. We were seeing there for U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Zambia to the welcome of the Zambian President and the First Lady. Let us now take a short break. Please stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now we are back to our main story of the day, focusing on the explosive documentary on gold smuggling in Zimbabwe. The second part of the Al Jazeera four-part documentary provides an in-depth look at the illegal trade and the various actors involved, including government officials, security sources, and powerful individuals, business people who allegedly are receiving heavy bribes to award gold purchasing licenses. The documentary sheds light on the bribery of airport security staff, leading to the country losing millions of dollars as gold smugglers allegedly falsify records and export huge amounts of gold to foreign countries like Dubai. In the documentary, a high-ranking pastor who holds the position of ambassador at large, Hubert Angel, brags about having sold vast sums of land after contacting the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and being given permission to do so. There is a deafening silence in the state media, which has not been covering the story. There is also uncertainty as to the current status of Mr. Angel, as some reports say he lost his status, while other government sources are refuting the claim. Efforts to get comment from the Information Ministry and the Zimbabwean ambassador to the United States, Mr. Thaddeus Chifamba, were fruitless as our messages were not returned. But ZANU-PF Secretary for Information and Publicity, Mr. Chris Muchangwa, wrote in the Herald newspaper saying that the whole gold hullabaloo about illicit gold was, quote, plain cold's wallop and glodden dash, unquote. He added that President Mnangagwa was stoically unmoved. Meanwhile, the Citizens Coalition for Change today issued a statement in which the party called for an international forensic investigation into the alleged money laundering, gold smuggling, illicit financial flows, underhand gold trading, and abuse of diplomatic privileges. And now to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Dan Moyo of the MDCT. Welcome to our program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe.
And I will start with you, Mr. Mavaza. What is your comment on this explosive documentary that implicates President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
To start with, madam, it does not implicate the president. It is simply a high-sound nothing. It is a document which is quite overrated, with no specifics at all. So let me start by telling you that Angel Hubert, ambassador at large, was talking to some people who he believed were investors. Whatever was happening there, whatever crime he was committing, had no blessings of the president. So, yes, what Zimbabwe is going to do, what the government will do, is to look into what the document has said. If there's anything with evidence which comes out of it, then the president will take action. Then some people will be arrested. But to say that this implicates the president, no, it does not. And again, if you look at it, Angel has been saying things which are not true in that document. He said he signed treaties. We all know that a treaty is signed between several countries, not one country, and signed by the head of state, not by the ambassadors. So there's no way. So the Al Jazeera would have seen that this was a lie from the beginning. So it was a guy who was making some boastful wishes, some boastful lies. It is very strange and laughable that CCC are taking those lies to be the truth and now going to sing towards supper over the lies from a boastful man. We have seen this other pastor who has been tried in Kenya and is in Zimbabwe now, and he claims to be close to the president and close to Angel Hubert. Anybody who has taken a photo of the president does not mean that he's close to the president. Some people, they don't even know the president. The president doesn't even know them. They just had a chance of taking photos with him. Taking a photo with a leader does not make you friends. Does not make you most trusted. So what's happening in that document, if you look at it, it is exposing crime and corruption, not in the government, but in some other government officials and some other Zimbabweans who are there. And but, the second one, which came yesterday,
if I may just come in there, in the documentary, we hear Mr. Hubert Angel saying that all the deals he makes have the blessing of Mr. Mnangagwa, and that, you know, is he lying, Mr. Mabaza?
Yes, it's making a boastful, it was a boastful statement. It's not the truth. The president does not see each deal by deal which he does. His job is not to make deals for the president. He is sent specifically to do something, carry president's letter. He is asked to go and do a specific job. He does not create his own job and say it's blessed by the president. And this was a crime. There is no reason why the president would want to smuggle gold from his country, because he can simply have a presidential order to say, I need so much gold to go to Dubai. That can be done without smuggling. Why do you have to go through the length of smuggling your own gold? Why do you steal from your own pocket? You cannot steal from your own house, because you are the president. You run the country. The gold is ours. The government is ours. The airports are ours. The planes are ours. So if you want to take anything to Dubai or to America, we do that without a problem. If it needs a letter, we ask the minister to write the letter. So this smuggling business, it simply means somebody is hiding something from the government, and that person is a criminal, and he should be arrested.
If I may have Mr. Jokora come in, your party issued a statement urging authorities to investigate these allegations of gold smuggling. Is a statement enough, Mr. Jokora?
That's just the beginning. More is coming. You should expect more. But definitely, I should say I am angry. Zimbabweans are angry. And every right-thinking Zimbabwean should be angry at this time. And it should include someone like Dr. Mabaza and all ZANU-PF supporters, because this is affecting Zimbabweans, all Zimbabweans. The money, the millions of dollars that are disappearing from our coffers every week, that are leading to billions of dollars disappearing every year, that money should be used for Zimbabweans, by the Zimbabweans. And this is happening at a time when we don't have medication in hospitals, at a time when our schools and infrastructure are in a sorry state. All this money could be used to improve the general living of Zimbabweans. But it's not happening. What is more angering is the top people in Zimbabwe are involved, including Mr. Mnangagwa himself. The evidence is there. The man here, Patin, confessed on camera without knowing that he is being recorded, that his partner is a former vice president and now president of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. If it was in any country, we'll be seeing people resigning today. In a normal country, in a normal environment, people will be resigning. But unfortunately, this is Zimbabwe. As Zimbabweans, we need to express our anger, but not only to express our anger, but to do something about it so that everyone who is implicated faces music and goes to jail if they have to. But they have to answer. They have to account for every cent that has been taken out of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. If I may stay with you, Mr. Jokora, some people are blaming the opposition for failing to give this issue the seriousness it deserves. What says you?
This is not a time to point fingers at one another. This is a time for Zimbabweans to come together and fight together. We have only just seen the first episode and the second episode. We are still waiting for the third episode and the fourth episode. As we are speaking right now, our comrades in the United Kingdom are having a demonstration on the 18th in the United Kingdom. Here in America, in Canada, we are also planning massive demonstrations at the embassy in Canada and also at the embassy in Washington, D.C. South Africa is doing the same. Next week, we'll also see a demonstration in Zambia. So we are not quiet. Zimbabweans are not quiet. And it should not be about Triple C. Really, it should be about all Zimbabweans doing something about the corruption that is affecting everyone, you know, including other opposition members, including ZANU-PF members themselves. So this should be, you know, an across-the-board effort. We want to see even ZANU-PF members condemning what is happening. That is what happens in a normal country.
Thank you so much. And now to you, Mr. Moyo of the MDCT. You are also in the opposition. But why is the opposition not united so that it can speak with one voice? I had a caller who wrote in and said, why is the opposition not united? You will be splitting the vote come election. But why are you not speaking with one voice?
That's a huge problem with Zimbabwe. We have everyone wanting to be involved and in their own fashion. But this is nothing new. This corruption has been going on for years and years, decades. We have, as opposition parties, been speaking to that. The corruption that is in Zimbabwe is so terrible. I recall we warning Mnangagwa when he came here in New York, telling him that this whole Zimbabwe is open for business mantra that he's trying to preach here is just him pulling wool over people's eyes. That corruption is the number one cancer in Zimbabwe, and that it starts at the top. It starts with him. Now we can see the evidence. But he is the kingpin. He is well invested in this mafia. As everyone has said, I find it very strange and astounding for Dr. Mabaza to be doing cartwheels trying to defend something that is so clear to everyone. I think he's just trying to gaslight and force people to pretend not to see what's right there. ZANU-PF is rotten to the core. If it was a serious establishment, questions would be coming not just from the Zimbabwean public, but from within ZANU-PF itself, its leadership, to say how can we stand firm and defend such when our president is involved in such a scandal. There has to be an inquiry. And that's what they should be thinking about right now. All this business of being quiet and Mutswanga just saying whatever he's saying does not reflect good leadership.
Actually, Mr. Moyo, that's my second question, that you heard what Mr. Mutswanga said, that the president is stoically unmoved. How do you respond?
It shows an uncaring government. It shows that we have a leadership that does not answer to the people, but answers to itself. This is a crime committed on Zimbabwean soil to Zimbabwean citizens on their property. This is theft that they are doing, and they should be accountable. So we don't have a strong judiciary to actually make sure that that is happening. And we know that there is no institution right now in Zimbabwe that can say, call the president to, maybe parliament can do that. Maybe this is an opportunity for parliament to request an inquiry in parliament, because Mnangagwa needs to address this issue. He needs to give the Zimbabwean people an answer as to why he is implicated in this scandal.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Mabaza. Please respond to Mr. Moyo before we go to Mr. Jokora. Mr. Mabaza, if you can hear us.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Go ahead.
Mr. Moyo, I would like to say to you I'm so excited and happy that MDCT or CCC are not in power. Because if you're in power, you'll be interfering in some businesses which are not yours. The president cannot be interfering in an investigation which is ongoing. The documentary has pointed out to areas where the Zimbabwean government has to investigate. The investigation is not done by the president. He must not interfere. He must not give a speech. This is an issue of boastful people who are trying to be criminals wherever they are and just calling upon his name. How many people go and commit crimes in the names of their presidents? Do they have to comment? So in other words, there is no need for a president to come and give a speech or a comment over some few people, one or two criminals, who could be criminals if they are found to be. So in other words, in short, the president uses what we call a delegative power. He delegates the authority, delegates the power. There is one who is in charge of investigation. We have got the Central Intelligence. We have got the police, we have got the Central Investigating Department, which is the CIDs. So if you look at all these, those departments come together and investigate. So what we are simply saying is this so-called Al Jazeera documentary is showing nothing. There is no evidence. Yesterday, if you had seen it, it was only a divorced woman who is trying to pin her husband to a world of crime. We've got two fired people who are trying to pin their former masters. It is only the bitterness which we saw. That bitterness does not amount to crime on the part of Zimbabwe. It's a shame that even Mr. Jokora believes that this case means anything. And it's again a shame that Mr. Jokora is actually encouraging his the CCC members to come and demonstrate on an Independence Day. What a shame. Even in any other country, people unite for independence and demonstrations on another day. Why Independence Day?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabaza. Let's give Mr. Jokora a chance of the CCC to comment on what you have just said. What's your comment on what Mr. Mabaza has just said?
Independent. What independent is he talking about? We are not independent. There are only a few people here, Mnangagwa and his folks that are enjoying the fruits of this independence. So there's nothing for us to celebrate. Instead of celebrating, we'll be demonstrating, letting the world know that we are being led by a mafia government. Because Marvelous and Zimbabweans that are listening, what is disturbing right now is that this is just gold that we are talking about, but we have other minerals in Zimbabwe. Are our minerals safe? Is our lithium safe? Is our diamond safe? Is our uranium safe? Where is the money that is coming from all those minerals going to? So really, we want to see the police doing their job. They should be arresting people by now. There are people that were implicated that are at the airport, Zimbabwe International Airport, the ambassador, other people that were implicated, like Enrita Rushwaya. Those people should be in custody as we are speaking. So we want the police to begin to do their job. We also have Zach that is supposed to be dealing with these issues. They are quiet. We want to see, we want to hear what Zach is thinking about this corruption. They are an anti-corruption organization. They should be smiling when they hear things like this. But we haven't heard from them. We also want to hear from the churches because the pastors are implicated. The pastors' organizations, they should be talking about this. They should be issuing statements, distancing themselves from these pastors that are, you know, amassing Zimbabwe's wealth. And finally, like Champion Mahere said, we want an international investigation. Something like the Sandura Commission. Let's have another Sandura Commission. Let's have a thorough scientific investigation into everything that was exposed by Al Jazeera. We can't sit back and pretend nothing has happened, like what Dr. Mabaza is doing. This is our life. Upenyu hweguyu, upenyu hwevana vedu, imari yedu iri kudyiwa iyi, vana vachitambura isu tichitambura. So we need to do something as Zimbabweans, and we need to be united about it.
Thank you so much, Regate Mbwenda Kunava Mabaza. Tunoona kutiva George Charamba, vakati ivo, kune avo vachange vari kunyora nyaya, dziyoyi gold mafia, vanyori ve vatapive nau, vachawanikwa ivo vachisungwa. Tingati utongi wejeche terere. uyezve unoreverera paku pabasa rekuti munhu anobvunzwa kunyora panyaya iri kuitika munyika
vacharamba vakati mukanyora manyepo munosungwa iyaingova yambiro yekuti munotyora mutemo kana mukatanga kupomera vanhu musina umbo yekuti pane zvakaparwa saka vacharamba havana kuti musanyora nezvenyaya iyi vakati nyorai kwamaswera nyorai zvamunoziva musataure kwamusina kuswera saka handione dambudziko panyaya yakati vanhu vacharamba vaingopawo yambiro kumajournalist nekuti dai vaikwanisa vatofanira kuti vacharamba makaita basa makatiyambira nekuti vatendawo nekuti zvezvavakaita he was a total Zimbabwean patriot who was giving advice to people in Zimbabwe kuti no vanyorei nhau nyorai zvamunoziva kwete zvamunenge manyeberwa nevaljazira netriplec navajokora.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe, and we are having a conversation here about the Al Jazeera documentary. I'll now be waiting for our callers. We're going to take one or two callers, but I will give the floor to Mr. Moyo. Mombo taura nesi Ndebele kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika panyaya ye documentary iri.
Bantu bakithi siyazi sihlala sikhuluma nge-corruption and lani liyazi okwenzakalayo ekhaya kodwa le documentary esiyibonileyo le e-gold mafia iyasitshengisa sobala ukuthi i-government yethu yizigebenga imafia upresident wethu uyaqanjwa lapho ngegama ukuthi ngunye number one uyubhet enjeni uzithi yena ungunumber two amadili abawenzayo ukususa igolide lisiphunyiswa lisiya ngaphandle izimali zakhona ezibuyayo kungasizimali eziklini kuthiwa sesiyilondromati ngapha bawatshisa iimali zabo ngegolide lethu ngapha ezimbabwe so bantu bakithi I think sekumele liphakame ngamazwi lapho lingakuvumeli lokho sibiza ama-members awe-parliament lama-senators sithi bizani upresident lapho lizombuza ukuthi kwenzakalani aziphendulele atshela abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi igama lakhe lingene njani phakathi kwale nkemenkeme.
Thank you. I'm going to give a minute each to Mr. Jokora and also Mr. Mavaza to just give us in brief. So what's the way forward, Mr. Jokora?
The way forward is simple. We remove ZANU-PF and put a government that cares about the people. Zimbabweans, this is the biggest sign that you were looking for, the signal that we're looking for, that ZANU-PF needs to go. Let's exercise our vote in the upcoming elections and ensure that we all vote en masse, even if you're not planning to vote. This documentary should force you to go and vote in Zimbabwe so that we remove a government that doesn't care about the people that
Thank
is
stealing
you. Our money and stealing our future and our children's future.
Thank you, Mr. Mavaza. Please give us your last word. 30 seconds.
We just say to the people of Zimbabwe, do not be fooled by this the documentary, which has no evidence, which has actually been put together by the CCC, Simbachkanza, Obo Chingono, as this written on the Al Jazeera, just to come up and try to effect a regime change. Zimbabwe can never be changed by lies. It will be changed by people's hearts. And we say to people, let's come together.
Thank you.
Vote for our president, Emmerson Ndambuka.
Thank you so much. And that brings us, thank you, gentlemen, for having been our guests here. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank you, our guests, and also, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.